from the outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your home, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Push that chair in real close to the campfire. Pour you another cup of Thomas Coffee. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here with the Peanut, Matty G, and the Vogler Vogler. Rainy out there. Be careful, boy. A lot of standing water. Creeks are up. Don't you guys are going hunting this morning on the back roads. Watch out for those creek crossings, river crossings. Lots and lots of water out there. Great to be back in the studio. Just returned from down at Real Foot Lake in Tennessee. We were at the Blue Bank Resort down there with Mr. Gary Mason of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame Media Duck Hunt. And I'm going to visit with you all about that in the second segment of the show. I want to talk about this and the great people that I met down there and the hunt that we had, and just a great, great, great time on the show this morning. Then we're going to go out and visit with Mr. Paul Hollis down at RTP Outdoors down in Fenton, Missouri. Still not too late to get your Christmas goodies. Hope everybody has a great Christmas with their family and friends. And get down there and check out RTP Outdoors. Paul has a lot of great products, and we'll talk to him about those. And I was kind of torn this morning, Vogler Vogler, on the story time, because we've got several Christmas ones. We already did the one about the turkeys, you know, the deal out west at the battlefield. We did that. And we've got the one on the professionals muzzleloading during Christmas. And I finally decided, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of doing the other muzzleloader one where it's late December and we're muzzleloading hunting for whitetail deer, with the muzzleloading season being next weekend too, I decided we better come on back with, you ready? Yeah. The Hacker.
Oh.
The Hacker with, you know, the one with Elvis Presley playing on the jukebox. Yeah, we're going to do the Hacker for the story time. I haven't had any requests for that for a while, but I haven't done it for a while either. So when we was at the other station, I got a lot of requests for that, but that's a fun story time. All right, Vogler Vogler, you got a few things for me?
Yeah, first we'd like to wish to express our condolences to the Bush family on the passing of President George H.W. Bush. President Bush was an active outdoorsman, enjoyed the tradition of going afield with family and friends, especially to hunt ducks and doves. His service to our nation, from being the youngest fighter pilot in World War II to serving in Congress as a CIA director and as President of the United States, may never be matched.
Yes, indeed. You know what? They sent us out the deer and turkey hunting dates. And the importance of this is one of the things, before I tell you that, is the 2019 spring and fall turkey hunting dates. The spring youth portion for the kids is April 6th and 7th, and the regular spring turkey season is going to be April 15th, which usually right in that area, to May 5th. Firearms fall turkey is back on October 1 to 31. It was so low this last year, this past fall, I wasn't sure they were going to redo that. The archery and deer hunting dates, of course, September 15th all the way through January 15th, stopping, you know, through. But here's the deal. Here's why I'm doing this morning. Firearms, deer, youth portion. You ready? November 2nd and November 3rd. They got the kids back in that first weekend in November where they need to be, and we talked about on the show here. So the kids are back. November 2nd, I've already seen some bow hunters on Facebook attacking this, that they need more time to bow hunt during that time. Not all bow hunters are that way, but there are a few selfish ones out there. Then the firearms deer portion is now, this year it was November 13th. Next year it's November the 16th. So, of course, all your information on that, you can just go to MDC website, right?
Yes. There's Illinois spring turkey right there.
Oh, how about that? Illinois youth and adult hunters can now apply for 2019 spring turkey hunting opportunities through the Illinois Recreational Access Program, IRAP. What's the dates on that? 3,970 sites in 39 counties. You can has leased 15,000 acres of private land. That's cool. Let's see. Youth season, which will be held on March 30th, 31, and April 6th and 7th, 2019. Cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
See what state that is?
Yeah, I got a couple of another news item for me.
Yes, Missouri Department of Conservation is now stocking rainbow trout in St. Louis area lakes.
Oh, cool.
Including lunkers up to 10 pounds.
Lunkers, baby.
And it's there's a ton. Go to Missouri Department of Conservation, and they have a whole list of parks. Or you can call 636-300-9651.
So just his microphone sound like it's got a really bad echo. Did you notice that?
I noticed. Missouri. Yeah. It's something's up there.
Yeah, something's up with that microphone.
This one?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. It sounds better than it did when you
first came
on. You
normally suck, but it's usually you, not
Missouri
the microphone.
Missouri Department of Conservation and Parks.
You got a haircut. Look
Eagle Days.
Oh, you got all prettied up, didn't you?
Bridge, January 19th and January 20th.
With that gray beard like that, and it's shaved around there, and it looks like he needs to be on a buggy with a horse pulling it with a little hat, straw hat.
Young hunters can register now for Central Illinois Youth Hunt. Goose Hunt youth interested in participating in the annual Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt.
Youth sponsored. Goose Hunt.
Goose saying Hunt. That 10 times fast.
And by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, may register for the hunt scheduled for January 20th and 21st, 2019, in Fulton County. To register for the drawing, participate in the hunt, youth hunters must phone to the Illinois DNR. Illinois DNR.
18 years on the air.
217-785-8060.
Yeah, that microphone.
Register deadline is December 28th.
What would happen if we pull that other microphone over and use it? Would that work?
Or I'm not going to talk at it.
That's all right. Peanut's in a coma already this morning, having too many goodies this morning.
Illinois Poachers Program, it's TIP. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources Office of Law Enforcement developed the Target Illinois Poachers Program to encourage any concerned citizens who witness a conservation offense to report the violation. Citizens who want to report violations can call the toll-free telephone number 1-877-2-DNR-LAW, or you can report it by violations by email.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff we're going to do in the next segment. Got it. Just a couple minutes here. I have a news report here I'm going to feed to the Volger Vogler. Matty G is going to give me a drum roll. And me and my guys were talking about this particular news piece here, how we've seen this in the hunting industry, and I've seen it several times pretty similar to this situation. It's related, even though this isn't hunting, it's pretty much how people are. And Volger's going to read this cold. He hasn't seen this, okay?
That's good. That's
and it's a news item. And we're going to do a drum roll, okay. And I don't know if you have any.
Do I have any what?
A drum. Do you have any, like, news sounds or anything, or we just do the drum? Let's just do the drum roll.
Okay, you let me know. Cue me when you want the drum roll.
Okay, do the drum roll, and then start the drum roll, and then I'll hand it to him. Ready?
Hold on.
I see the drumsticks. I see the drumsticks. It's coming.
Not sure why it's not.
It's an orange drum with drumsticks, and it's not drumming.
Little drummer boy.
Hold on. Technical difficulties. Talk amongst yourself.
Talk amongst yourself. There they are. Okay. Take it from the top. Volger Vogler. Get into the microphone.
Lincoln County Gazette. December 7th at 9:03 p.m. Administrator charged in Troy, Missouri. Police respond to flurry of calls. Troy, Missouri, Friday morning. Troy police arrested a man inside the Walmart after several calls from concerned shoppers at two locations. Horace Waver, 69, of Foley, was taken into custody after he cursed police and threw packages of sausage at them. Waver is the Foley city manager. According to Troy police, Waver first accosted patrons at the Walmart filling station. He was wearing a woman's dress with the crotch area cut out. He was waving his genitals at patrons and yelling, "Look at this nozzle." And then he went to the meat department inside Walmart, and witnesses said he was standing on a Cheese Whiz display, waving his genitals and yelling, "Who wants to ride the baloney pony?" It was then the Troy police arrived. Waver was booked on charges of indecent exposure, peace to servants, possession of methamphetamine, and sexual assault of a female police officer. He's being held on a $2,000 bond.
Pony.
And that's the Volker Wagner.
I'll hold it up next to the microphone so you can see the picture.
Mark Strand sent me saying, "Is this for real?" I said, "You apparently haven't been out in the public like me and seen these kind of meltdowns." Obviously. All right, let's take a break. We got a lot to talk about in the next segment. We want to take care of our sponsors. And this first segment was brought to you by Indian Creek Shooting Systems. And we'll see you on the other side, baby.